Saturday, 5th week, Ordinary Time 1. Reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 24, and Gospel from Mark, chapter 8, verse 1 to 10. The first reading. The Lord God then called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I have forbidden you to eat?" The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me food from the tree, so I ate it." The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and thus shall you eat all the day of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." To the woman he said, "I will intensify the pain of your childbearing. In pain shall you bring forth children. Yet your earth shall be for your husband, and he shall be your master." To the man he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat, cursed be the ground because of you. In toil shall you eat its yield all the day of your life. Thorn and thistle shall it bring forth to you, as you eat of the plant of the field. By the sweat of your face shall you get bread to eat, until you return to the ground from which you were taken. For you are dirt, and to dirt you shall return." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. For the man and his wife, the Lord God made leather garments with which he clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "See, the man has become like one of us, know what is good and what is bad. Therefore, he must not be allowed to put out his hand to take food from the tree of life also, and dirt eat of it, and live forever." The Lord God therefore banished him from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he had been taken. When he expelled the man, he said to him, "Eat of the Garden of Eden." And he stationed the cherubim and the fiery revolving sword to guard the way to the tree of life. The Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again were a great crowd without anything to eat, he summoned the disciple and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their home, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He set the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragment left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed them and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Benefits and dangers of food. There are foods that nourish and help your body to be healthy, but also some food that cause high cholesterol, sugar, and blood, and bring people to an early death. A simple folk might not know the effects of food unless the experts make them known. To live a healthy life, people need to follow the expert guidance. If people eat whatever they want, they must suffer all of its terrible results. Today's readings tell us some benefits and dangers of food. In the first reading, both the devil and people must receive terrible results from disobeying God's command by eating the food from the knowing good and evil tree. In the gospel, Jesus performed a miracle to feed 4,000. Because of this miracle, many of them were refreshed and not fainted along the way to their home. Analysis, the first reading. The punishment of the first sin. First, the truth is revealed. All of human acts bring either good or bad consequence to the one who did them. The result of disobeying God and eating the forbidden food are fear, shame, and hiding from God. Sooner or later, people must face God's judgment. When God asked Adam and Eve the reason for their acts, they don't dare to accept their fault, but pointed their finger to each other. Adam pointed his finger to Eve and also implied God's fault by saying, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me food from the tree, so I ate it." Eve attributed her fault to the serpent. "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." If she were obey God, there is no way for the serpent to allure her. People have freedom to act. Therefore, they must be responsible for their act. Second point. God declared punishment to all parties. First, for the serpent. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the women, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. The enmity between the devil and people, between the devil and offspring, and the women offspring were conquered by the Blessed Mary and Jesus Christ." second for Eve, the woman. The Lord God said to her, I will intensify the pain of your childbearing. In pain shall you bring forth children. That your earth shall be for your husband, and he shall be your master. This punishment also implied the man's leadership in his family. Third, for Adam the man. The Lord God said to him, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat, cursed be the ground because of you. In toil shall you eat its yield all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you. As you eat of the plant of the field, by the sweat of your face shall you get bread to eat, until you return to the ground from which you were taken. The heaviest punishment for the man and the woman is death, as God said, for you are dirt, and to dirt you shall return. Third point. Adam and Eve were prevented from touching the tree of life. Today's report confirmed there are two trees in the middle of the garden, the tree of life and the knowing good and evil tree. Since Adam and Eve ate the latter tree, they know good and evil. Many people suppose that if they eat the fruit from the tree of life, their descendants shall be happy because they shall live forever. To prevent them from eating the fruit of this tree, the Lord God declared, see, the man has become like one of us, knowing what is good and what is bad. Therefore, he must not be allowed to put out his hand to take food from the tree of life also, and dirt eat of it and live forever. When the Lord God expelled the man, he said to him, eat of the garden of Eden, and he stationed the cherubim and the fiery revolving sword to guard the way to the tree of life. Second, the gospel. Jesus multiplied bread to feed 4,000 people. First point, Jesus and his disciples' reaction. Jesus knew the two basic needs of humankind, bodily and spiritual. The details of today's passage highlighted Jesus' concern, not only spiritual, but also material needs of the people. He said to his disciples, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come a long way. The disciples practical reaction. They were very practical. They voiced their concerns. How could we find enough bread for such a crowd in the desert? Even if we could find bread, how could we find the money to buy them? That is their responsibility to find bread. Our duty is to give them spiritual food. Many spiritual leaders can be based on the reason to turn away those who came to them for material help. They forgot that charity is the duty of all faithful. They aren't exception though. Moreover, many believed in God not by preacher word, but by their merciful acts. Second point, the multiplication of bread. There are two miracles of the multiplication of bread in Mark's Gospel. First, the multiplication of bread from 5 loaves and bread and 2 small fishes to feed 5,000 men alone. All 4 eventually reported this event. See Matthew chapter 14, verse 15 to 21, Mark chapter 6, verse 34 and 44, Luke chapter 9, verses 12 to 17, and John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. The multiplication of bread from 7 loaves of bread and a few fish to feed 4,000 people were only reported by Mark in today's passage and mentioned by Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. The similar things happened in both miracles. The Eucharistic formula, which Jesus also used in the Last Supper. He took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they set them before the crowd. And he did similar thing to a few small fishes. The different things happened in both miracles. The amount of present people, the amount of bread and fish, Capernaum, a Jewish region for 5,000, and Decapolis, a Gentile region for 4,000 people, the remaining bread, the 12 baskets for 5,000, and 7 baskets for 4,000 people. Application in our life. We need to follow God and the expert guidance because there are many things which we don't know or exceed our understanding. The following of God's command don't limit our freedom, but help us to achieve good results, to overcome temptation of the devil and of the world. God is the good and know all things. We need to put our absolute trust in Him and to keep all of His commandments. There is no one of this world who is wiser than God. Therefore, we must value His words more than any word or utter of other human beings. Amen.